Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by David O'Neill and Jennifer Bass, chair and co-chairs of the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here today on Lanyap. And Alzheimer's is a growing problem, and I think people maybe don't know how fast it seems like it's growing. Jennifer, is Alzheimer's growing, or are we just getting better at figuring out who actually has it?
I think probably a little bit of both, Corey. I think we are much better at figuring out who has it, and I think because we are living longer, we have more opportunity to have it. I think that Alzheimer's is very much like cancer was 50, 60 years ago. We don't talk about it. And that's unfortunate, because if we were talking about it, then we would be having conversations that are good for everybody, and making it that much more prevalent, or the conversation more prevalent, so that we can raise the funds that we're trying to raise to end this.
Well, David, let me ask this, and there may be some folks out there listening that don't know about Alzheimer's or what Alzheimer's is. So tell me, what is Alzheimer's?
Well, Alzheimer's is a disease that currently there's no cure for. There's nothing to slow it down. We have over 5 million people suffering with Alzheimer's today. We have over 15 million Americans that are caregivers for Alzheimer's.
And those are family members and friends, not paid caregivers. Those are people who are taking it upon themselves to care for their husband, their wife, their mom and dad. And that affects so many, many other issues as well.
Now, you'll have a Walk to End Alzheimer's with funds that'll be raised. We'll talk about that in a second. Talk to me about the Walk to End Alzheimer's. When is the event going to happen?
The walk happens on Saturday, November the 4th at Forsyth Park. Registration begins at 9 o'clock that morning, and the walk itself will actually begin at 10. And this is a little bit different from some of your other walks or runs or 5Ks or whatever. It's not a race. It is really a celebration. It's a time that we can come together and say, we've been working on this for the last year, and this is where we celebrate the money that we've raised, because all of those dollars put us that much closer to an end to Alzheimer's. And the goal of the Alzheimer's Association nationally is to find a cure by 2025. That's less than 10 years away. That's pretty awesome.
Now, you're encouraging teams to come out and participate.
We are.
Let's talk about this a minute. You're trying to raise money for Alzheimer's,
right?
So do you pay an entry fee for a team, or
you
how
don't.
Does that work?
Actually, there's no fee to participate, but we encourage our teams and our individual team members to raise as much money as they can. If you raise $100, you get a T-shirt. You don't have to pay anything to show up on Saturday. Some people do that. Some people come and they give us $10, and that's okay, because $10 from you and $10 from David and $10 from me and a lot of other people adds up to a whole lot of money.
David, the money you guys raise, where does that go? What happens to it?
Most of the money goes for research to find a cure. The Alzheimer's Association offers a lot of educational programs. You know, this is an isolating disease. We have community educators that go out into the community and present education on the warning signs of Alzheimer's, on caregiving. Caregiver stress is a huge issue with our patients.
I have a mother-in-law, and, you know, some days you walk in, she doesn't know who you are,
right.
Which is kind of tough for family and all the folks that have to care for her, too. The condition is something that may not go noticed by people. I know one of the things you do is education. So tell me about some of the 10 signs. You don't have to give me all 10, but what are some of the signs that somebody out there listening today can go, I might have Alzheimer's, or somebody in my family might.
Well, and that's what I was about to say. A lot of times the person who actually is suffering from the disease really doesn't recognize the problem, but the people that are around them do. If you're seeing noticeable changes in cognition, if you're seeing we're forgetting more things. I mean, we all forget where we put our keys. We all forget somebody's name. But if you're forgetting the names of people who are very close to you, like you just mentioned, your mother-in-law may or may not know who you are, that is something that needs to be addressed. And the best way to address that, if you have those concerns, are to talk to your family doctor and just say, hey, you know, I'm seeing something going on with mom that really doesn't look right, and I'm concerned. Unfortunately, there's not really a way to definitively diagnose Alzheimer's disease until you do a really in-depth look at someone's brain, and then you can see that the brain has shrunk and it's not doing what it's supposed to do. But there are PET scans and a lot of other things that we can do, looking at behavioral things, looking at all kinds of different things to determine, yes, this person more than likely has Alzheimer's.
The Alzheimer's Association is with us today. David O'Neill and Jennifer Bass, and the Walk to End Alzheimer's coming up on November the 4th. If somebody just wants to get involved, though, maybe they can't do the walk on the 4th. Is there a way they can get involved and help out?
Absolutely. We have a local committee that meets on the first Friday of every month. We meet at the Convention and Visitors Bureau office in West Monroe at 9 o'clock on the first Friday of the month. They can go to alz.org, and there's an opportunity there where they can volunteer, whether it's for the walk or anything else, or they can contact me at Azalea Estates at 318-343-1626. I'd be more than happy to tell them how they can get involved.
David, again, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, when and how can they sign up?
Saturday, November 4th. Registration begins at 9 o'clock. It's held at Forsyth Park. We've got a lot of activities for family. It's kid-friendly. You don't have to walk. Just show up.
And teams are still needed. They're trying to get 60 teams at 57 now. You can visit kedm.org to find out more.
People you can trust.
Peter Kenyon.
Sylvia Poggioli.
Anthony Kuhn.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Jason
Beaubien. Don Gagne.
In places that matter.
Gaza.
Rome.
Beijing.
Baghdad.
Johannesburg.
Washington.
The right people in the right places every day on All Things Considered from
NPR News.
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 Join us this afternoon at 3 here on 90.3 KEDM.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.